Chapter 94. Dr. Long Ghost a wag one of his capers, grave, though he was at times. Dr. Long Ghost was a decided wag. Everyone knows what lovers of fun sailors are ashore afloat, they are absolutely mad after it. So his pranks were duly appreciated. The poor old black cook, unlashing his hammock for the night, and finding a wet log fast asleep in it, and then waking in the morning with his woolly head tarred, opening his coppers, and finding an old boot boiling away as saucy as could be, and sometimes cakes of pitch candying in his oven. Baltimore's tribulations were indeed sore. There was no peace for him day nor night. Poor fellow! He was altogether too good-natured. Say what they will about easy-tempered people, it is far better, on some accounts, to have the temper of a wolf. Whoever thought of taking liberties with gruff Black Dan? The most curious of the doctor's jokes was hoisting the men aloft by the foot or shoulder when they fell asleep on deck during the night watches. Ascending from the forecastle on one occasion, he found every soul napping, and forthwith went about his capers. Fastening a rope's end to each sleeper, he rove the lines through a number of blocks, and conducted them all to the windlass. Then, by heaving round cheerily, in spite of cries and struggles, he soon had them dangling aloft in all directions by arms and legs. Waked by the uproar, we rushed up from below, and found the poor fellow swinging in the moonlight from the tops and lower yard arms, like a parcel of pirates gibbeted at sea by a cruiser. Connected with this sort of diversion was another prank of his. During the night, some of those on deck would come below to light a pipe, or take a mouthful of beef and biscuit. Sometimes they fell asleep, and being missed directly that anything was to be done, their shipmates often amused themselves by running them aloft with a pulley dropped down the scuttle from the foretop. One night, when all was perfectly still, I lay awake in the forecastle. The lamp was burning low and thick, and swinging from its blackened beam, and with the uniform motion of the ship, the men in the bunks rolled slowly from side to side, the hammocks swaying in unison. Presently I heard a foot upon the ladder, and looking up, saw a wide trouser's leg. Immediately, Navy Bob, a stout old Triton, stealthily descended, and at once went to groping in the locker, after something to eat. Supper ended, he proceeded to load his pipe. Now, for a good comfortable smoke at sea, there never was a better place than the Julia's forecastle at midnight. To enjoy the luxury, one wants to fall into a kind of dreamy reverie, only known to the children of the weed. And the very atmosphere of the place, laden as it was with the snores of the sleepers, was indicative of this. No wonder, then, that after a while Bob's head sunk upon his breast. Presently his hat fell off, the extinguished pipe dropped from his mouth, and the next moment he lay out on the chest as tranquil as an infant. Suddenly an order was heard on deck, followed by the trampling of feet and the hauling of rigging. The yards were being braced, and soon after the sleeper was missed. For there was a whispered conference over the scuttle. Directly a shadow glided across the forecastle, and noiselessly approached the unsuspecting Bob. It was one of the watch with the end of a rope leading out of sight up the scuttle. Pausing an instant, the sailor pressed softly the chest of his victim, sounding his slumbers, and then hitching the cord to his ankle, returned to the deck. Hardly was his back turned, when a long limb was thrust from a hammock opposite, and Dr. Long Ghost, leaping forth warily, whipped the rope from Bob's ankle, and fastened it like lightning to a great lumbering chest, the property of the man who had just disappeared. Scarcely was the thing done, when lo! With a thundering bound, the clumsy box was torn from its fastenings, and banging from side to side, flew toward the scuttle. Here it jammed, and thinking that Bob, who was as strong as a windlass, was grappling a beam and trying to cut the line, the jokers on deck strained away furiously. On a sudden, the chest went aloft, and striking against the mast, flew open, raining down on the heads of a party the merciless shower of things too numerous to mention. Of course the uproar roused all hands, and when we hurried on deck, there was the owner of the box, looking aghast at its scattered contents, and with one wandering hand taking the altitude of a bump on his head. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.